Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, and business networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. This is your host, Mary the Encourager, with our co-host, Big. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about Think Big Radio. Billy, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mary. Good evening.
Big, are you there?
I'm here also, and I can't wait to hear the things that she's going to tell us about her spoken word and her book, and I'm just rearing to go.
Well, Big is telling you a little bit about our wonderful guest tonight. This lady that you're going to hear from tonight is appointed, anointed, and has the necessary word for each one of us. She's a leader, she's a big thinker, and she's an eloquent speaker. She's going to talk with us tonight about her motivational poetry and just what got her to the place where she is today. So is everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Mary,
all right. Well, I would like to introduce to you Billy Cardwell Windsor. Her preferred nickname is Billy. And what I'd like to ask you, Billy, is let's just get right into this.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, Mary, I hail from Morristown, Tennessee, a small town in the mountains of Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And, yeah, Tennessee. And I'm the eighth of nine children, born to Henry and Pauline Cardwell, eight girls and one boy.
Oh, my God. Was the boy the youngest or the oldest or what was
next to the youngest.
Next to the youngest.
And the favorite one. So.
I hope he's listening.
I hope he is, too. He will pay me for that. But we are a family, a very close family, and we grew up with church, loving God, learning about the blessings of Christ, but also with the arts and with music and recitation all the time, even at the dinner table. So it was a very enjoyable childhood. I see my youth and my growing up in Morristown is one of the favorite pieces of my life. And the church there, Bethel United Methodist Church, gave me my foundation in terms of, you know, the Easter speech and all that, mm-hmm. and also doing that at home. So that was a place of, I would say, beautiful growth and a big family, which teaches you how to care about people and accept people as they come and as they are. And I attended Howard University with
All
a degree
right.
in sociology and a master's in education. And I'm a member of Alpha, Kappa Alpha Sorority, and also the Society Incorporated. And I serve as chairperson of the personnel ministry for the Mount Olive Baptist Church in Glen Allen, Virginia, where I've been a member since 1991. And that's a place where they allowed me to continue to speak the word, and they give me great encouragement. So that's a little bit about me, Mary. And I have one daughter, Malika, and I know she's listening to Big Radio tonight in Greenbelt, Maryland.
Wow. You know, that's funny because one of our first guest's name was Malika.
Is that right?
And it's funny that you should mention that.
Yes,
that
yes.
is the second person now who I know with that name.
And you're going to know her even better because I want to know more about her catering, but that's another interview.
That's another show. The cheesecakes, that's another show, right?
That's another show. Makes me think about Thanksgiving or Christmas or some holiday. Well, Billy, I know I first heard you in our church, and then I've also heard you speaking in other places. And I'll tell you what really got me was, when you started to deliver the word, it would just connect with people that you could hear a pin drop. Can you tell me, what is your passion?
Well, the only thing that I can truly say about the poetry and the words that I receive is that they come from God, because they come in about 2 minutes. I don't care if they're 2 pages long. They come in about 2 minutes. I have to just keep paper by my bed. People have asked me, could you write a poem about so-and-so for this program? And I say, if one comes, I can.
Wow.
But it's not anything that I sit down and structure, you know, write a title and then write a poem. They just won't come that way. And just, I think, a compilation of study and listening and hearing and learning spiritually has given me the groundwork from whence I work, the foundation from whence I work. And my passion is now with this book is just to let people hear what God has given to me.
Wow.
And that is it for me. I want to do what he has asked me to do, and it is not of me because I did not write these. They were given to me for purpose, and I am attempting to fulfill a purpose.
Now, Billy, you have really led into what I wanted to ask you next. How did you turn this passion into a workable business, and who did you partner with to make it happen? I heard you speak of a book. How did you turn this passion into the book that has become a part of your business?
Well, my business, I would say, is God's business.
All right.
Wow, that's beautiful.
My business
is
God's
business.
It's got to
be true because that's what we're doing.
And people who heard me from the beginning motivated me and continued to push me, and I continue to listen to God. And even in my imperfection, he still blessed me with words to put on paper. And people kept saying, you can. And more recently, you know, Mary, for years I had been talking about the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to my trainer, Cynthia Thomas, and at the end of every workout session, whether it was Pilates or whatever, she would say, everyone stop. Billy's going to bring a word. I would say, oh,
wow.
Cynthia, no. And she said, you've got to do it. If she had a new client that came in, she'd say, Billy, would you give a word, please, so they would know where they are? And I would do it. And she said, you need to really do your project. And I have a friend that's writing a book, Tanya Blow. And Tanya invited me to speak at her book signing, and that's where I met her publisher. And then from there, everything went very fast. But it did not come without people saying, we love your work, and we thank God for what you're doing, and we hope you hurry up and do what he asked you to do. But in due season, everything comes full circle.
Now, Billy, I think you know, I did not know you before. I heard you. I saw you involved in some activities. But, you know, I shared with you that I saw you as already a professional, talented person. I really saw you with the book and saw you with the video ministry and audio ministry and delivering the word before you were even talking about a book. How long has it been that you've known that you were going to be writing and publishing and other people were going to enjoy what you had?
Several years, but I interjected some schooling, some additional schooling and education in the calendar where I should have, well, where it should have been. And so then I decided, well, I need to get quiet. Maybe a couple of years ago, I really need to pull this together. And that's when actually I hired a young college student from Howard to type up all my poems for me, mm-hmm. which she did, Angela Hood, and I thank her. And so at that point, I started gathering because I had them all over the house and in the trunk of the car. And when I would go to programs, weddings, and all types of churches, club meetings, sorority conferences, I would keep those programs and look at them, and they would serve as an inspiration to me. And so it's been about 3 or 4 years, I would say exactly, that I really started to pull the project in so that I could look at it and say, yes, I have what it takes to put it together and give it to people in a palatable way.
Now, while we're talking about this, you know, we want people to think big, and we know that we attract people to listen who are big thinkers. But even as you were just talking, it's pretty clear that there are always challenges. There are areas that we have to address, even with you finding the student to type or partnering with other people. Can you tell us a little bit about what it takes to move from the idea to actually getting in motion?
Number one, I think it is associating and getting yourself first in tune with what God wants you to do, but secondly, getting in line and affiliating with people who are about that same business. And I call it trimming back. In these last two or three years, there are some people that when you focus on something, you may have to trim some folks back. Everyone can't go with you in every direction that
okay.
you go. So one of the things that I did was try to trim some people back and get in line with where I wanted to go and just get structured.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've mentioned the book, Billy, but you haven't really told us. Can you tell us the name of it?
Oh, the name of the book is A Passion for Possibilities. And I know I know my daughter's giggling right now, but a passion, she's heard it for 100 years. But A Passion for Possibilities. And that poem came to me about, I would say, 9 years ago.
Okay.
And
do you have something you're going to share with us? Not right now, but maybe after our...
Yes.
In a moment? Okay.
Yes.
But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Actually, I was watching Michael Jordan play one Sunday afternoon, and God spoke to me and said, I have a poem for you, and I was saying, well, Michael Jordan's getting ready to really do his thing. Mm-hmm. So God said, no, I really have something for you. So I turned the TV off. First, I put it on mute, okay. Mm-hmm. But then I really did turn it off, and then A Passion for Possibilities came in about 2 minutes. And it was the first poem that I have ever written that I remembered it right away. Most of my poems, well, all of them, I write them and I put them in a folder and I leave them for about a week and I come back and look at them. But that was the first one, and it is for me.
Wow, that's great. Now, one of the things that I also want to ask you, and that was beautiful, the point that you made up with about everyone can't go with you.
No.
And it's such a true thing, whereas a lot of times people, when it comes to success, they want so bad to bring people with them who may not be, you know, thinking on that level or doing the things to make them successful that they stop their own growth. But somebody that's a true business person, you know, understands that they have to do it on their own, because you can always be able to take care of those people and help and assist them with their ideas once you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really not selfishness. That's just something that you have to do when you see your own big picture.
Yeah.
A question that I like to ask you is, what would you say was your biggest challenge, or was that your biggest challenge?
Remaining focused, because you have your work life, you have things that you have to pay for, so you have to work, and following through on what I say that I'm going to do, because you have to stay centered, really, and on time to get these things done, and then remain open, because poetry continues to come.
Right.
So you have to leave a space there that is clear so that you can continue to receive, but also remain focused to know that it is even what you do for God requires consistent work.
Now, I know that, you know, just like with our show, we have it structured in a certain way, and, you know, when people can meet us the way that we need things done, as far as with our, you know, guests and how our hosts have our thing, that it makes it easier for us. And sometimes, as with anything, you always have to remain flexible. I am very curious, and I'm sure some of our listeners are, to really hear an excerpt from your book, if that's quite possible.
That's
because from just listening to you, I can just, you know, this it's building up inside of me, and I just like, I have to hear it, because I can tell just by our interview that, you know, everything that Mary has said about you and what I've read about you is got to be the real deal. And I feel that our listeners really need to hear something from you, because it's going to touch somebody right when they need to be touched.
Okay.
Mary, do you mind? I mean, I'm sorry. I just can't. I know you're the host tonight, but.
I think this is perfect, and here's what I'm going to do. Let me just make sure that we take care of this one little housekeeping, and Billy, just clear your throat and get ready.
All right.
I just want our audience to know you are listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big. All right, Billy, we're ready.
All right. And since the book is entitled A Passion for Possibilities, I want to share with you an excerpt from that poem. No weapon formed can penetrate me. I have hands of healing and words that set free. I pray God gives to you what he has given to me, a passion for his great possibilities, woman of God that I am. I'm following the Ark of the Covenant, the word that sets free. I'm not afraid of the Jordan. I heard about the Salt Sea, but he held back the water for them, and he'll hold it back for me. And I will cross over and go where he leads, because the song says, what God has for me, it is for me. And I've got this passion for possibilities. Amen? That's just an excerpt.
I'm ready for more.
that's beautiful. And you know what? It couldn't have been more perfect, because just like in, you know, our different businesses, what God has for you is for you. And if more people had that idea and lived by that, there'd be more sharing. You know, we here at ThinkBigRadio.com have different businesses, various business ideas, and we like to share them with people, even if we consider it or they might consider, hey, that's a trade secret, because we know that as long as we can help benefit you, it's going to benefit us in the long run, because everybody is looking toward the same thing, which is creating a better life for themselves. So God may want to move you further and faster than he wants to move me, but I may have a key to give to you, and by me acting in the right spirit, that key that I give you is going to help you touch more people. But he still has for me what's for me. And I think that that was the best poem that you could have chosen. It came right from your heart. And I'm almost never speechless, but I am speechless. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And that's just a touch of what we're going to have in the book, and that we're going to have when we actually are able to attend the book signings.
Wow.
In fact, let me ask, Billy, do you have book signings that will be available?
I have a book signing that is solid on January the 11th, and we will have that information at the Kingdom Publishing website coming up. And if you want to email me at my email address and ask me about the upcoming book signing on January the 11th. But in the meantime, Mary, the website will be coming forward, and I will list those upcoming book signings. I have been connected or contacted by several groups, but coming into the holidays, we want to move to January and February to make sure we get firm dates and we're able to do it effectively and efficiently and reach as many people as we can.
Now, Billy, there are two things you said. I want to make sure that our audience can connect with you. So what is that email address?
The email address for me is passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, the number 4, possibilities, at gmail.com.
So once again, that's passion for possibilities, and that's the number for everyone, passion for possibilities with an S at gmail.com.
Correct.
You know, possibilities is a long one, so do you mind if I spell that? P-O-S-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-I-E-S. We want to make sure that people are able to let you know that they want to know more, and then you can, they would be able to know when you have your site up and be able to follow. In fact, when is the book going to be available? You know, I'm ready for my copy.
Well, you can order now, Mary.
Oh,
you can
okay.
order now. And
all
you
right.
can go to www.kingdompublishing.org.
Okay.
And then click on the publishing link, and you'll see me there.
Okay.
So that's www.kingdompublishing.org.
Correct.
And will they look for your name?
I will be there on the homepage, the most gorgeous cover, and then you would click on the publishing link, and it would take you right to the order form.
Great.
Okay. Well, before we go too far, let's touch on one more thing. You've talked about it a little bit, but let's get a little bit personal again. I just want to share this. I write a few things. You've inspired me to try to write down some things now and then. And I saw a program the other day about artists and geniuses, and they were trying to tap in. And one gentleman said when he was writing these musical concerts, these symphonies, he said it was almost as though it was going along in the air, and he had to grab it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes thoughts have come to me, and I feel like I've got to pull over right now, or I better call this in. Tell me about your experience. What's the poetry done for you personally, and what it takes to get it out there?
Oh, what has it done for me personally? It has
yes.
moved me and gotten me grounded when I feel like I'm going to the left too far or to the right too far. It reminds me of who I am and whose I am. None of us have reached perfection, so we always need some grounding. So the poetry just speaks to me. You will find in the poetry that there is always a biblical reference, like following the Ark of the Covenant. And somewhere in A Passion for Possibilities it says, lower your own self down if you know the scripture and you know that. Well, I'm reminded that even in that little piece that sometimes you have to do for self. And we are allowed to pray directly to the Father. So it just reminds me, you know, sometimes we run around to 10 people, 10 friends trying to find out how to do what, but I'm reminded through the poetry that God has given to me that sometimes we must remember you can go directly to the Father and get what you need, and that has been so true, and he's been faithful in all of that, up, down, and around. He's been faithful.
You know what? What Mary said and what you commented on is so true, and a lot of people what they don't realize, just like with the person who's doing the symphony thing and you with your poetry, it comes at quiet times, and you really just have to ask a question, and when you ask a question, you know, the answer will come to you. But what a lot of people need to learn how to do is to hear the answer, and you can only hear that answer in your quiet times. One of the things that we use for hear is we broke it down into an acronym, which is He Easily Answers Requests. You just have to know how to ask and listen.
Yes. One of the things that I have found every morning, I give at least 40 minutes of quiet time meditating. Scripture, maybe scripture not every day. Sometimes I just need to be quiet and be still. A lot of people are afraid of the silence,
mm-hmm.
but I've learned that the silence is golden. And sometimes maybe I will play some music, but it's refreshing.
I never thought about exactly the depth of that until you said it right then, that silence is golden. And it can only mean that in silence is where you can get the ideas to
yes.
make your gold.
Yes.
Oh, okay. The gold.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, when you said that, it hit me right then, so I just needed to share it.
But see, that's how Billy's words, that's how they impact me, because I'll hear her sharing something, and I'll find months later that I am developing an idea I don't even know where it came from. And it was a matter of, here was someone, when I saw her, she just was able to deliver. Her words were just such a part of her. And I never thought when I first saw her that we would become friends, even to the point that when I was going through one of my deepest sorrowful times, she was the one who said, I'm coming to pick you up. And I went to stay at her house, and it was just that silence and just that love and affection was just what I needed. And so that golden reaching our goals.
And we did play some music.
We did play some music.
We did play some music.
Yeah. Well, one is, you, in your words that you speak, I saw in a phrase, inspirational words in non-traditional places. What audiences have heard your poetry?
Well, I have been in numerous churches, Pentecostal. And may I say this, that the blessed part about it is the poetry moves the same way in every audience, whether it was a Catholic church, United House of Prayer, Pentecostal, Methodist, Baptist, Alpha Kappa Alpha, whomever. The poetry moves the same. It is God's work, not mine. And he has used me as a vessel. I'm appreciative. But I have done weddings and meetings, and it's been a blessing to me as well as to the listeners. And I serve as chaplain for one of my groups of the society, and so they allow me to share at each meeting sometimes my work. But I love James Weldon Johnson, so I do that a lot. And those are some of the places that I have been to, and I look to do something a little different. I had a friend to just come in from Africa last month, and he has asked me, we've talked about my sharing some poetry next Christmas when I go to Ghana, and so that will be interesting. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wow. And I'm looking forward to see the whole thing on video on Think Big Real TV.
That's right. That's right. With none other than your co-host, Mary the Encourager.
Mary the Encourager, yes.
Well, Bill, you mentioned Africa, and you've mentioned just going forth. Do you have plans to expand? You're starting with a book. What do you see?
Well, I do see another book, but initially I do see a lot of travel and sharing the word. There's a lot to be said for the written word on paper, but there's so much more to say when I would say God has given me a gift of delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it real. You don't have to be churched to be moved by it and to receive something from it. And I know that not by my own thinking, but by the testimony of people who have heard the poems and are very moved by the practicality of it, because the word is a practical word that we can use daily. I've had people to come and say, oh, you talked about no weapon formed. Did that come from somewhere? And I share with them, well, yes, it's biblical. So the young lady that said that to me said, so what you're saying, Billy, is that if I get into a Bible study, I might understand your poems a little better. I said, perhaps. I said, if you try that, it may work for you. But that's all God asked me to do. And she said, I'm going to do that because I don't want to be one child left behind. I said, okay. She said, you do what you have to do. But she said, but it inspired me. As the poem goes on, it does give some words of self-propelling through the love of Christ. And that's an individual trip that people have to take on their own.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Billy, I wanted to ask you, I want to make sure we've covered everything and we've got a few minutes left. I've been touched by so many things that you said. I just wanted to go back a moment and talk a little bit more about you, because what most people don't know is that you have been very successful in your career as well, and I know we've worked together and you've shown your leadership style. Is there a little bit more you can tell us?
All right. I think I began my working career in Washington, D.C. after finishing Howard University. I worked for the D.C. Department of Labor and for about 10 years. I moved to Savannah. I worked for the military service for about 15 years. So I served at Fort Stewart, Georgia, and Hunter Army Airfield, Georgia, as an Army Community Services officer. So that's a civilian in an officer position. Came from Savannah to Richmond, and began work in public health and teaching in public health at the medical school while working with the Richmond City Health Department, and going on up to Quantico to coordinate public health for the Marine Corps and Navy, and back to...
Let's hear it for the Marine Corps.
Right.
Ex-Marine right here.
Okay. Oh, well, all right. And then in Richmond, I worked at City Hall as chief of recruitment most recently, and now I serve as director of human resources for the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. So that's who I am, along with being a mother to Malika. So those are two full-time jobs. Malika's laughing, I hope.
Wait a minute. You got to make sure you leave a little room for these friends like myself.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. That's probably the sum total of my background my work.
Well, I want to see if we could just talk a few moments, because I have really enjoyed meeting and working with Big, who is the founder of Think Big Radio and so many other projects. And, Billy, you've just been such an inspiration to me, just peace in the midst of the storm and being able to communicate so effectively. So I just thought maybe let's just see if we could just talk a few moments, just sharing about each other and what we have received from just sharing here tonight.
All right.
Big, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I think that poem was great, and I definitely need to hear another poem tonight so that I can reflect, and later on when I'm listening to the interview, when I'm, you know, getting ready to leave my home office here, just to be able to hear it again. And whatever that she has for us, because when you surround yourself with people on a certain vibration, it just helps you. And I hope that for our listeners out there and for Billy, that, you know, we've bring some things to her that will, you know, enlighten her and, you know, have her creative juices sparking to, you know, even produce more. One of the reasons why we, you know, created Think Big Radio so that we can have a national audience, and so that we could help and assist each other and network throughout the United States, because, you know, not only do we have writers, entertainers, lawyers, realty professionals, business professionals, you know, we want to make sure that we have an outlet that everyone can be helped with. And by her bringing you on, and as you know, her name is Mary the Encourager. A lot of times people need that extra, you know, when it's just not business. You know, you can learn everything about business and you can be one of the smartest people in the world, but everyone still needs encouragement. And what I feel that your poetry does is it encourages people and it makes them sit down and think. And I just love to hear some more poetry from you. That's really all I have. Mary?
Billy, do you think that's going to be possible?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
Well, what I'd like to do, let me just go over a few details, and while you're getting ready, I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Billy Cardwell Windsor, and she can be reached at the email address passionforpossibilities@gmail.com, and that's the number 4. I also want our listeners to know that the book will be coming out, will be out later this year, and you will be able to reach Billie and stay updated about where she will be featured for various signings and various events that will be coming forth. I have appreciated you being here and appreciated working with people like you and Big and so many others.
Thank
because
you.
It's great to see someone with a big idea, but it's so much better to see a big idea as it's blossoming and see it growing. So
yeah.
I'm just really excited to be a part of that. So are you ready?
Yes. And I will say that you can order the book now at Kingdom Publishing address. And I want to share with you, lastly, a poem in terms of inspiration. It's called I'm Still Looking Up. And it speaks of your spiritual posture, not your physical posture. And I'm going to give you a little excerpt, all right?
Okay.
When this old world is tugging at my sleeve and it whispers in my ears lies that I refuse to believe, when the world chains my ankles, when the world yells at me, when the world says I'm not worthy and talks about the spirit in me, I've no need to wonder or shudder or feel stuck in a trap that Satan set because I'm still looking up. The devil tried to kill me, and I thought I would die. But I know my position caught him by surprise because I'm still looking up. Amen?
Woo!
You're right. Keep
All
looking
right.
up.
So I hope that serves up. As an inspiration to each person that listens and that hears, and I hope that you feel that the need to order the book and receive whatever it is God has in those pages for you. But they are gifts from God. They are his pearls.
Now, do you write other than, I mean, because most of the time if you're a creative writer, and especially a poet, you may dabble in other short stories or things like that. Have you ever done any short stories or thought about that?
I have thought about it, but I have never sat down to do that. I have people from different churches up and down the East Coast that will call me to write things for them to be presented at programs.
Mm-hmm.
Or to be read, you know, at openings of conferences or church conferences, things like that, and I will put those together for them, and it comes rather quickly and with some ease, and people know that I don't mind. So that's about as close as it gets to a short story.
Okay.
But perhaps in the future that is something that I will entertain after much prayer. But there may be a short story in there somewhere.
Well, Billie, I want to ask you, as you've gone through life, I'm sure there are lots of people who you have appreciated, but I want to give you an opportunity to thank anyone that you would like to. Are there people you would like to thank?
Oh, yes, yes. Mary, thank you for for being an inspiration every time I see Mary. Big, she's always pushing me.
I can believe it because she's come up with great ideas for us already.
Yeah, she's always pushing, and I appreciate it, and it's a gentle tug, so I appreciate that. And,
oh, she's gentle with you?
We're on live radio, so yes, she is. And my daughter, especially Malika, Mom, when are you going to get finished? Mom, when are you going to get finished? I appreciate her tug is not as gentle as Mary's, but it's a tug nonetheless. And my sisters and my brother at the family reunion, they allowed me to go on program, and it's hard to be received in your hometown, okay?
Right.
But they did. But they were so motivated by the poetry, and they were so inspired, and they have really pushed me to give my best. Our parents always allowed us to recite at home, and they know the value, and they know how it makes you feel when you can just come up and out with it. I thank my church family because they always have me on programs and they allow me to just speak, as well as other churches that I've gone to, and friends always ask me to come and launch programs or to speak. Cynthia Thomas in that studio making me do that every night I worked out, and I the workout was worth it, though. And there are just so many friends that have known me over the years that always call me and say, where are we now? Sorors, church members, club members, and I just want to extend a word of thanks, and to God be the glory overall.
Yes.
And above all, to God be the glory, and I thank him for finding me a worthy vessel to use this. I had someone to approach me and say, Billy, you going to do Christian poetry? I said, you know when you, and I said, you know what? You can speak that, and that just shows how good God is. So God has brought me to this place and to be used, and so I thank even those naysayers, and I thank doubters, because sometimes that will put you in a valley of sorts, but, you know, lilies grow in that valley, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we need the valley as well. But it takes all people. But I thank those people, friends, everyone. So you have to thank it all, because it all forms who we are. And up to this point, everything that is behind us has pushed us to this place. And
well,
I thank everyone.
We have a few seconds remaining, and Billy, I want to thank you for coming on and being a part of Think Big Radio. I want to thank you for remaining focused so we could be at such a point as this.
Okay.
And the things you have said really help us to introduce this song we're going to close with, which is one of the songs that Billy loves. And just before I bring that on, I just want to ask Big, do you have any last couple of seconds?
No, I don't. I just want to basically get the interview over with so that I can get some insights into some other things from this remarkable woman.
All right.
Not mean to say I didn't like the interview, but I was just so much more and so little time to get it.
And that's what I want people to know about Billy. From even what you read in the book or what you hear, there's so much more. And we just want
Thank
to
you.
Wrap up with Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
Thanking Big. Good night, listeners.